Hello and welcome above the plane. This is Jake Lawrence, your host. I want to talk a little bit about training today, just what's on my mind and kind of how I can better or best communicate that. Just doing a little reflection on what the application has been or is currently for maintaining, increasing, building, breaking down the body with training. And if I look at what's easiest for me to enter into, first it's going to be running, okay? Because I know I have mental pictures of what the workout looks like. So I know how long it's probably going to take. I kind of know where it's going to be hard. There's a lot of predictability to it, which allows me to kind of flow right into it. And then get the benefits from it, right? Changing my state and, you know, not really worrying about how much energy I have, just avoiding the thoughts of perfection or performance, right? Kind of letting that just happen in the moment. Second, I'm going to look at body weight exercises. I like to do things that are very simple, but that I can do a lot of repetitions, or I can vary the repetitions or vary the amount of time I do it, okay? So for me, I've got this thing called a PT1690, I think. It's a stamina power tower. So what it is, it's like a pull-up bar, a dip bar, and then some push-up handles down low. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just use the whiteboard and I'll set up a little circuit. And lately it's been 5 pull-ups, 7 dips, 10 push-ups. And I'll do that. I'll try to do it between 10 and 20 times. And if I do 10, I'm trying to keep the pace pretty good. So I'm not resting much. Like when I finish the push-ups, I'm probably about ready to start another set of pull-ups. And towards the end, the push-ups are pretty difficult, especially on those push-up handles. They provide a little bit of a challenge, more of a challenge for me because I feel like I flex more, so I get a little better pump out of it. Anyhow, I just kind of flow through it, right? And using that one machine keeps me really structured. And, you know, it's not like lifting weights. I don't really feel, you know, you're always kind of engaged with your full body when you're doing bodyweight stuff. Either you're controlling the swing, tightening your core, controlling your legs during the pull-ups, you know, or in the dips, you're really feeling your grip and your wrists in that whole motion of descending and then pressing back up. And then, you know, wherever, if you have a point of fatigue or weakness during each rep, you know, you're really aware of that as the sets build. Finally, you know, push-ups, like I said, there's a lot of tension naturally, being it's the third exercise. So in that circuit, you're going to go into it a little more fatigued, which is why I like to put that exercise last. So ease of implementation, running, and then those bodyweight exercises on the pull, dip, push. I wouldn't call it a machine, but it's more of just an apparatus. Another good way to do it, if you're fairly sufficient and strong, would be to use the rings, high rings for pulls, medium rings for dips, and then low rings for push-ups. You'd probably need 3 or at least 2 sets of rings, you know, one mounted high and then one that you could adjust from the dips to the pushes. That would be very, very intense. You may need to adjust the reps accordingly there, but as you can see, it's super scalable. And it's going to always give you a good feedback, you know, a good physical feedback. And you're going to get some core work there by doing the bodyweight exercises, by doing your calisthenics. So ease of implementation, you know, assessing how you feel the next day after a workout. If you're tight, sore, that's a good thing. Another thing I like to do is pivot to a bike, indoor bike workout, where I'll wear like a sweatsuit or a sauna suit to help me sweat a lot. That's one thing I do. I feel like I lack a little bit in the winter is really getting a good sweat. And by putting that suit on and doing my bike workout for 40 to 50 minutes, I sweat out many pounds of water. And then I feel pretty good, refreshed, and then I can kind of rehydrate, eat something clean, and then, feel like I'm stressing my body in a different way. When I run outside, it's cool or cold. When I strength train, it's, the heart rate does get up there, but it's not hard intervals like I get on the bike. So the variety, again, having those different pieces of equipment to utilize is really nice. My bike is just a regular road bike that I put on what's called a trainer. So you're essentially, the back wheel has tension. It's just like you're riding, but you don't have to worry about balance. Okay, you're on your own bike, but it's locked in and stationary. Final thing is a treadmill, incline walks. I like to vary the pace, always keeping the incline at 15, which is as high as it'll go. And it's a really good workout, steady cardio. I don't do a lot of intervals on that. I like to just climb and gain vertical feet. And also, it's one of those things where if I feel good, rested, and hungry for a workout, I can go pretty fast, or I can ladder my way up onto a pretty good speed. And if I don't, say I'm really tired or I'm just, trying to get something in later in the day, it's great for that too, because I'm still getting the physical stress of going uphill, and maybe going a bit slower to, because I'm not feeling that, not feeling the exertion part of it, for whatever reason. So things that are scalable are key. Developing comfort with whatever exercises you choose is key. Comfort meaning you, when you do it, when you're doing a set or a rep, you know it's going to work, or you feel it working. Okay, so there's this association with it that allows you to easily just jump in and do it. Body weight things are great. Indoor cardio options are good in the winter, and I tend to lean towards those probably 3 to 5 times a week. And then outdoor runs, the goal would be 4 to 5 times a week. Again, they're not super long. Sometimes a bit longer, but it's good to get out and just nail that familiar path. So hopefully this kind of gives you a little snippet of what training looks like, but also you can look at your day and look at your calendar and ease into things that fit your skill set or fit the time that you have available to get, the most out of that time when you're working out. So remember, it's not really what you do, it's what you do, consistently. If it's the same few things, but you do them all the time, if you're really aware, really present, okay, you're going to get results from those things continuously. Right? The moment your mind wanders or you go through the motions routinely or rotely, that's when the results will stop, and that's probably where your consistency is gonna fall off. So keep getting after it, set standards for yourself, set goals. When you begin something, have a target, and then see if you can push yourself to get that target every time. If it's really easy to attain, bump it up a little bit and see if you can, get either through those first few minutes or those first few sets in a more efficient manner, because you've got, X amount more to do than you did last time. So yeah, get after it. Onward and upward. Till next time, this is Jake Lawrence from Above the Plane.